Aaron, what was that like to play in?
I think it was a tough game to play, and we had to work really hard. The way Sligo play now, they're very direct. As soon as the ball's turned over, they put it in behind and you're on your back foot. So you have to concentrate a lot, and I think everyone put a really good shift in tonight, and we got the victory, which we deserved for the past few weeks.
They scored in 26 minutes, and it was their first shot of the night.
First shot, and I'd say maybe their only. Maybe they had one or two more, but that's the way it is. Zaid's a decent finisher. That's what he plays off. Mistakes from defenders, not switching on, whatever. But I think it was the first time this year we've come from behind and won the game, so it was really important for us to do that. And obviously myself and Rhino scoring the goals, centre-halves, spreading the goals around, which is something we also pointed on the dressing room. So, yeah, we're happy.
When you go on at half-time, what's Peter saying?
I think it was a brilliant time for us to score, obviously. We had the penalty, but Fats was really unlucky with that. We score straight away. And going into half-time, we have all the momentum. Our heads are up, and we just really believe we're going to win the game then.
Half-time probably came at a bad time for Derry, the way they were playing.
Yeah, definitely. We were flying, as I say, and it did. But I think second half, we started bright as well. Maybe first 5 minutes, we were a bit slow out the traps again, but after that we were on top for majority of the game. And descending off after we were 2-1 up to Danny really changed it again, because it kind of nullified their attack.
Derry are looking to win the cup this season. That's the only trophy you can go for, but you have a say now in the title facing Dundalk.
Oh, definitely. I think the cup for us is obviously the main aim, and if we can get through this round against Rahada away, we're in the semis, and we all know anything can happen from there. But Dundalk Monday is the only thing we're focused on. They're in the title race. I think they lost tonight in Cork 1 or whatever, so it's wide open again, and we're going to do our best to cause an upset there at Oriel Park.
Petey, you must be delighted with that performance and the way the players came back from a goal down. They won a game that they probably could have won 3 or 4-1.
Yeah, no, delighted. As I said, I think it's probably possibly the first time this season we've won a game from coming from behind, so delighted in that aspect. But I thought we thoroughly deserved the 3 points. I thought we dominated for long spells and missed numerous chances, unfortunately, on the night again, but I thought we were well deserving of the win.
They scored in 26 minutes, and it was their first shot at goal.
Yeah, I think up, it was totally against the run of play. We created a few chances even before that, but unfortunately, goals change games, as they say, and we didn't capitalise on any of those chances, and we got hit with a sucker punch, just a hook of the ball over the top, and we were caught probably sleeping and too high and too square, and Zaid, to be fair, didn't finish it well. But I thought we rallied well after that and got ourselves back into the game just before half time with a well taken goal by Ryan. And delighted then for Aaron to pop up at the other end and get the second goal.
You had two kind of half penalty claims within maybe a minute of each other on the half hour, Tumlin and then Philip Lurie.
I thought that the first one out of them all was probably a penalty, and the second one again looked as if Philip Lurie was pulled down. Third one, Patrick McElhinney ran across him, and the guy did catch him. But if anything, it was probably the lesser of the penalty appeals, and there was even an appeal in the second half as well. So I thought it was a tough game tonight for the officials, to be quite honest.
You hit the ground running in the second half, and I thought maybe half time came at a bad time, because you'd scored right on a stroke of half time, and then you have to go on for the break. But you come out all guns blazing and score early on.
No, we talked about that, about in terms of trying to keep the tempo up and keep the ball moving, because Sligo, the way they were set up and the style that they're playing now at the moment, they're very much trying to get behind the ball and get organised. And the slower we played the ball about, then the easier it was for them to defend. So we knew if we could get it down and move the ball quickly, then we could hurt them.
Two trips to County Louth now coming up. League game on the Monday, and then the big cup game the Friday. Obviously the Friday's the more important, you assume?
Yeah, exactly. So, but I mean, unfortunately we're a bit of a walking wounded now at the moment, so we'll just assess everybody now over the weekend and see who's available.
I have to ask you about your sending off.
Yeah.
Hard done by, I think.
Yeah, certainly. I would agree. I was remonstrating with young Rory Keaton, who I thought did a bit of a cowardly act in terms of just jumped on the Ryan McBride. Never had any intention of playing the ball, and I was letting them know my feelings, and but the fourth official interpreted that I was actually shouting at the referee, which wasn't the case, and as I say, he sort of seemed fit to send me off.